So, for instance, Mike Zimmer, former Super Bowl winning defensive backs coach, joins us today. We'll have much more during the course of the week, and here he is. Mike, it's Paul Allen. How are you?
Good, Paul. How you doing?
Great. Not only do you really enjoy doing interviews on the radio, you probably enjoy doing them more when you have phone line problems, right?
Yeah. I don't know how to use my office phone. I just use this one.
Well, you can give us that direct office number so we can call you after wins and losses and, like, leave opinions and stuff if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me see if I can work that out.
One of your defensive backs in Super Bowl 30, Larry Brown, was named Super Bowl MVP. I mean, in a secondary with Deion Sanders and Darren Woodson, here comes Larry Brown, Zim.
Yeah. Well, we didn't expect that going into the ball game, but we're glad it happened. He intercepted two passes. One was on his own blitz, and one was, I believe, on an overthrow. So, yeah, it was good. He ran it down the one-yard line. I think he probably should have scored. But, yeah, we figured Deion or Woody would be in the Super Bowl MVP, you know, if somebody on defense, or Charles Haley.
You know, you're a head coach. You've been a head coach for several years with the Vikings, very successful defensive coordinator with the Bengals. We're talking about 95, and as of right now, you're either tearing down 2018 Vikings or recapping everything that took place at the Senior Bowl, the Shrine Game, and getting ready for next year. So, I mean, 1995, that has to feel like 100 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's a long, long time ago. I don't know. It's been... you know, that's how hard it is to get back to the Super Bowl. You know, you have opportunities, and my first year in the league, we went to an NFC Championship game and got beat by San Francisco, and then the next year, we won the Super Bowl. So, but I haven't been back since. We need to get back there.
What do you remember about the grind? Just from training camp through the regular season, conference title game, picking off O'Donnell and winning the crown.
Yeah, well, one of the things, I talk to the team about all the time, you know, we were kind of just an okay team. We were 6-1, and we played San Francisco at home, and they were, 5-4, and Steve Young was hurt, and Gerback was playing, and, so they came into Texas Stadium, and they whipped our butts. And, so then we went out to Oakland, and we beat them out there. They had all those fast receivers, James Jett and all those guys. Deion had a pick that day, and then we kind of middled around. We had I remember Kevin Williams caught ball on 3rd and 12 on the sideline to get us into the playoffs, but we weren't going to have home field advantage because San Francisco beat us, so we were going out to play Arizona on I think it was Christmas night, and we went out there to play, and on the way out there, I think it was a Monday night game. San Francisco got beat. Well, if we beat Arizona the next day, we're going to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And, we got off that plane and we were like a different team. And we went out there and it was like 41-7 or something.
Wow.
And then I believe we played Philadelphia the first round of the playoffs. We played Green Bay the second round in the NFC Championship game and Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl.
What, I know coaches, after you win the conference title game, you immediately go on the grind to start breaking down the adversary in the Super Bowl. But what's it like winning the conference championship game, then dealing with the hype surrounding the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I was fortunate because, you know, they had been there two other times. This was the third time that they'd been there. So, you know, we had veteran guys on the team that kind of knew about what it was like. But, you know, that whole week, you know, it was, you know, you practice the one week there and then you go to the next week at the site, which was in Arizona. And I remember being in Arizona and studying every third down that Pittsburgh ever ran that week. I didn't go out one night. I didn't, you know, didn't do anything fun. Cause all I was concentrating on about was win that game. And, we won the game, got in the locker room and finally took a deep breath. It was a long, hard season.
Super Bowl 30. Now, what was the game like, Mike? Were you guys in control start to finish?
Yeah, pretty much until they onside kicked early in the, I think, to start the second half and got it. We gave up a touchdown real late, but Deion caught a post, you know, for about 50 yards. He was playing wide receiver. Emmett had a good day, and then, you know, and then the two interceptions. But I think it was something like 27 to 17 or something, but the game really shouldn't have been that close. You know, we gave up a touchdown pass on about from the 10-yard line or something like that. But it was a good day.
What do you, even as a DBs coach, Mike, clearly you were going to go on to be a defensive coordinator, then a successful head coach, but what do you remember about preparing for a Super Bowl? With the extra week, do you change a bunch of things to become more unpredictable?
We didn't change too much. You know, we always got a few new wrinkles in, but we, you know, the first week we did all our plan stuff. So by the time we got to Arizona, we didn't really have anything in. And then we added a few more things during the week, that week, but just as, you know, what if kind of situations or things we might want to change up on them. But it was really, you know, that part was good. You know, the difficulty thing is, you know, you getting all your family there and making sure everybody's got tickets to the game and, you know, travel and hotels and all that kind of stuff.
This is Mike Zimmer, coach of the Minnesota Vikings. We are unveiling Super Bowl stories this Monday, talking about Super Bowl 30, Sun Devil Stadium, Tempe, Arizona. Mike was defensive backs coach for the Dallas Cowboys, victorious 27-17 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The MVP, Larry Brown, what kind of a player was he?
Larry was, you know, he was like a 12th round draft pick out of TCU. Could really run, very, very fast. Much better playing bump and run than he was off. And, you know, and surprisingly, the two interceptions he got, he was off on both those 2 days. But he's a good kid, hard worker. I know that he, from this day, you know, he's had a career with being the Super Bowl MVP.
How much did having defensive end Charles Haley help you as a defensive backs coach?
Well, tremendously. You know, we had a really good defense. I think we were number one in the league that year on defense anyway. And, you know, we had a really good team, Russell Maryland and Charles Haley. But we had a really good football team and a lot of good football players. And Haley was a great player, a great first step quickness, had a lot of suddenness with his rush. He was very smart in the things he did. You know, and I think, you know, I learned a lot from him about pass rush and defensive ends as well.
Your son, Adam, recently was head coach at the East-West Shrine Game. How did he do?
Yeah, he did really well. I thought it was a great experience for him. You know, I thought he handled himself well during the week. I went down there and watched a couple practices and watched the game from my TV. But, you know, I think it was a great experience for him, great exposure. You know, he texts me a couple times, says, you know, watching all these positions is kind of hard. And I said, yeah, no kidding, buddy. Yeah.
Mike, what are you noticing or what are you liking about the early stages of new offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski and offensive advisor Gary Kubiak?
You know, Paul, I've been sitting in every meeting that they've had, and it's been outstanding. The communication that goes on, the way these guys all communicate, talk about certain things, going through the playbook now, going through some of the tape, you know, where they're going through the plays after the playbook, talking about certain things. You know, it's been great, you know, because I can listen to the history of, you know, the offense and, you know, where it started and where it came from and why guys do this and why guys do that. And I couldn't be happier at this stage. You know, we haven't blocked anybody yet or ran the ball or thrown it, but at this stage, the way it's going, and I told him that last week in a meeting, I said, you know, I've been sitting in here for a week now and listening to you guys communicate and the way you talk among one another, and there's no egos, there's nothing going on here. And it's just, it's been, and I said, I'm so excited about, you know, where this is going. And you know, they all said, hey, we're really excited about how it's going too. So hopefully it's going to be great.
Time for two more.
Your inaugural charity golf tournament, May 13th at Bear Path in Eden Prairie. Learn more at MikeZimmerFoundation.org. MikeZimmerFoundation.org. Who are the beneficiaries of this, Mike?
You know, the money's going to go towards our programs at Children's Hospital, Salvation Army. We've got a backpack drive, our youth football camp, and then we do scholarships. You know, this is our first big fundraiser, so we're really excited about the things we want to do. We'd really like to get a room in a children's hospital in honor of my wife, Vicky. You know, she used to call it the Zimmer Zoo at our house most of the time, so maybe we'll name it that. But it's going to be a great day. We've got a pre-golf party, an auction on Saturday at TCO, and then we've got the golf classic on Monday. And you know, we've had some, you know, C.H. Robinson is our presenting sponsor for the golf tournament, and the Vikings are going to be the presenting for the pre-golf party. And you know, we've got lots of local people helping out, Cambria and Polaris and Briggs and Morgan and RBC. I mean, it's been you know, it's been really great.
MikeZimmerFoundation.org. It's May 13th at Bear Path in Eden Prairie. 30 seconds, Mike. What would it mean to you to bring a Super Bowl win to Minnesota?
It would be the biggest thing in probably in my lifetime. This thing is, you know, we got a little closer last 2 years ago, and that's the goal. We're striving for it every single day. I want to be the first one to do that for the Vikings in history. And you know, we've got a good team and a bunch of good people to help us.
The best. Thank you very much, Mike. Enjoy the day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, with Super Bowl stories.